News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, if you want to call in, I would love to hear your thoughts on school choice. And it doesn't matter whether you agree or not. If you want to call and tell me I'm a public school teacher and I don't want anybody touching my stuff, or if you want to call in and say I don't believe this is a good idea, or I love this, here's why we need it. No harm, no foul. I want to hear what you think. So you're welcome to call in 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. I told you, I'm a product of public schools and sent my kids to private schools. And I got no regrets, none whatsoever. Both of them graduated college with honors. Both of them got full academic ride scholarships. You know, my daughter's already got her master's. I'm just telling you, there's a lot to be said for the education they got. I have no regrets whatsoever, because what was important to me was my kids. I didn't care about hurting the feelings of the public school system that they didn't go to. And I don't care, really, I don't care about the idea that tax dollars won't flood into a continual bottomless pit of an education system that is 50th in the nation. Where's the return on our investment here? And so, yeah, I got no problem with that. I see I got a caller coming in. So, Copper, you let me know. You highlight it when you're ready. But I've got about 2.5 minutes left, so I want to try and catch him before it's good to go. Are we good to go? All right, let me just do that then, Copper. I'll just go ahead and take Edward from Madison on line five. So, Edward, hey, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today? Did not get Edward from Madison. All right, Copper's still working on trying to get him on the line. I'm sorry. It's not ready, she says. So I jumped ahead. You wrote, okay, Copper. I thought that meant it was okay. But nonetheless, here's the deal. I'm going to take Edward's call if we have time. But that is something. Okay. Now I've got him. All right, let's do that. I'm going to grab this call real quick while I got about a minute and a half left. Edward from Madison. Hey, Edward, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm trying to figure out this. Bill, is it just the state dollars for that go towards education, or is it also the local dollars that get included in that?
No, my understanding is it would be the state dollars. And so I think, okay, if I'm not mistaken, there's a plus up in there. If you wind up going to a system you want to transfer in and you do not contribute what the locals also contribute, there may be some aspect of having to plus up. I don't know, but that's a part that I got to dig into yet, Edward.
Yeah, and then if my child doesn't use those local dollars, where do they go?
If your child doesn't use the local dollars, I'm sure they stay local, because right now I don't believe anything in the legislation allows the state to tell the locals to transfer money.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Edward, appreciate that.
Cool. Thank you.
I got it about maybe 30 seconds, so let me grab Nick on line four. Nick, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, we're listening to iHeartRadio, Dawson, Georgia.
Did I lose him? Copper, did we lose Nick?
No, we're...
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, we're in Boston, Georgia.
Wow, Copper, I'm sorry. He's got a bad connection. I can't even understand what he's saying.
Hey, David.
Well, Copper, just tell Nick if he wants to call back after the break, I'll be glad to take it. But right now, the connection was so bad, I couldn't understand what he was saying. That's just one of the joys of technology. Nick, if you're listening, man, sorry about that, but you're welcome to call back in after this news break. Although I see Copper wrote that you said we have awesome bump music, and I agree. In fact, the ringtone on my phone is Right Now by Van Halen, so there, how about that? All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, and yeah, we got more of this coming up. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And hey, listen, you probably heard the ads that I've got running on my show right now that literally say, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, you need to contact Right Side. We can't guarantee that you'll be advertising on this show unless you come through us. Now, we can work with the station and all that, but the reality is this. The team members that have sponsors that I talk about personally on the show, the ones that we also post on our rightsideradio.org website, those are folks who contacted us directly. They are direct sponsors of this show. And if you want to do that yourself, you got to do the same. Go to rightsideradio.org, click on the contact tab, and you'll quickly see exactly what you need to do to get in touch with us, and we'll hook you up. So I'm just saying, if you want to advertise on rightsideradio.org, or Right Side Radio, the show, go to rightsideradio.org, click on contact, and it'll square you away. One of those who did that very thing, by the way, is one of our team members, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Love having Vandy's as one of our team members. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So listen, they serve Huntsville, Madison, the whole surrounding area, and I always say they're like one of your one-stop shops. They are a one-stop shop for all your heating and air conditioning needs, gas or electric, and big kicker here, they are open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. That's right. The guys at Vandy's, they'll come out on a Saturday. By the way, they're not going to upsell you things you don't need. And in fact, they're going to give you a free estimate. And Vandy's, by the way, is a small business here in our area. It's an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. And I love that. James Vandergriff, the guy who owns it, is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, which means a lot to me personally. After serving his country, he's now serving his community doing this. And so here's the deal. You want quality care and service for all your HVAC needs, just call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. You'll also find their logo on the rightsideradio.org, where we've got all of our sponsors posted, and you can click on him there. So let me just tell you this. You've got any number of opportunities to validate what I'm saying. When I say the teachers union is really not in this for education, let me point to you a couple of examples, all right? First of all you got to do is go to AEA, all right? The AEA website is myaea.org. You go with their Alabama School Journal. That's the newsletter that they send out to all the teachers all over the state who are their members. This is the one where they used to lampoon me. I loved it for a while there. I was the state senator who had been caricatured more than any other state senator in our 2010 class. And I actually had one of them, I had cut it out, had it laminated, and put on the wall of my Senate office down in Montgomery. It was a badge of honor for me. I'm looking right now at a copy of the most recent edition, the January 2022 Alabama School Journal. It's their newsletter. I'm trying to find something that says what's good for kids. I don't see one. First page has multiple things on it. And the broad cover of the first page, it's like a newspaper. Banner headline, historical revenues must benefit educators. Retiree bonus checks, substantial pay raises for all educators. Postponement of the retention portion of the Alabama Literacy Act. You know what that is, by the way? Okay, there's the first time they mentioned something about actual education on this page. What that is don't enforce the standards. That's like we passed the Alabama Literacy Act a couple of years ago. Now they don't want to enforce it because they know that will come down on their members. I can turn the page and go, nothing on that page that talks about kids. This talks about the TRS, the Teachers Retirement System Tier 2. What else on the next page? Time to champion Alabama educators, but nothing about kids. Looking down, the benefits of AEA membership. If you have legal matters, they're there to help you in case you get into a lawsuit. Nothing about kids. How to get sick leave when you're on the job. Nothing about kids. Moving on to the next page. Finally, I scan through it and I find about a music lab at Gulf Shores High School. There's one. What else? Here's one about going to a conference for teachers, how to get your housing reservation. What else? Here's all the legislators that you can call to make sure you get your pay raise. That's great. 3, 4, 5 pages of how to contact your legislator, followed by how to be a member of the AEA. Do you see that? Nothing. Go to their Twitter page. I'm looking at their Twitter feed right now. Top 2 tweets on their Twitter page. Danger. One of them says, danger. They're calling the Parents' Choice Act the No Vendor Left Behind bill because it's going to put money in fat cat pockets or something like that. That's what we got right now. The top 2 tweets on that page are opposing school choice. That's your teachers union, Alabama Education Association. Well, I'm sitting here opining, but I see I got a caller on the line. So let me just grab that Rex from Athens. Hey, Rex, this is Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How are you?
Fine, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just letting you know that I'm running for State Board of Education, position 8.
Hey.
And I agree totally with the money should be with the child, and the money should be based on enrollment and not attendance.
Wow. Okay. Rex, appreciate that. And go ahead. And I mean, you're on the show right now. Go ahead and give us your full name.
Rex Davis.
Well, Rex, so you live in Athens, is that correct?
That's correct.
So you would be running against, who's that, Wayne Reynolds?
Wayne Reynolds, Dr. Wayne Reynolds, that's correct.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, somebody just sent me an email a little while ago. Let me scan back through my emails and find it. But apparently Wayne Reynolds is absolutely opposed to school choice, hates this bill, and called Del Marsh, who was on here a little while ago on the show, a lame duck senator who already lost and should have taken a lesson in his statewide vote. He's now needs to, he's declared himself an enemy of the State Board of Education, is what Dr. Wayne Reynolds is allegedly saying. I haven't seen that from Wayne, but that's what I'm being told right now.
Oh, no. I hope Wayne didn't say that. That would be terrible.
But yeah.
One of the things that's important for the Board of Education is a great relationship with the senators and the representatives in the State House and also in the federal government. You're not going to get much done in the Board of Education.
No, not with an attitude that says we don't want to talk to you and you're a lame duck. And by the way, I'm getting this secondhand, so I'll give full credit to the fact that Wayne Reynolds, who's been on my show before, may come on and say, I never said that. But right now, I'm being told that he did. But so, Rex, so you're saying you would in your run for the school board, that you as a future potential school board member would not be opposed to school choice?
Absolutely not. Of course not. But I'll tell you why. Because we're so far behind right now, and we're not catching up. We've had a good 10 years of 12, 13, 14 years of Republican leadership, and we haven't gone anywhere. We're going to have to do something. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind tearing down 1 through 4 completely and rebuilding it. Rebuilding it 100%, grade 1 through 4. And if we're going to pay for kindergarten with state money, then that needs to be an academic class. They need to learn how to read. They need to learn phonics.
Well, so what is your personal background then, Rex? Because you and I don't know each other. This is an off the cuff call. So, what is your personal background that brings you to the point that you'd run for the state school board?
Well, I am an educator. I've taught a great deal of my life as a military instructor, but I had 50 lesson plans at one time that I was supervising. And so I can tell you the task conditions and standards is the basics for any academics, and all these distractors that teachers have and distractors that students have is not good for education. And well, those are some of the first things we need to get rid of. You walk into a 1st through 4th grade class and you see the kids usually sitting facing each other. You see all kinds of mobiles and other stuff in the room, just looking for the kids to think about something else other than classroom. They need to be facing the front of the class, and it needs to be a regimented classroom.
Okay, so now I will ask. I mean, your background is in military instruction, and and by the way, one of the eclectic pieces of my resume is that I was also a certified military instructor. My last gig in the military as an 06 was to be an adjunct professor at the Joint Special Operations University down in Tampa. So what did you teach? I mean, obviously you didn't teach kindergarten if you were teaching in the military. What did you teach?
It was college level classes, ACE approved classes like you. And my last assignment was with the FBI Hazardous Devices School as an instructor. I'm a bomb disposal guy, also law enforcement background like you.
I tell you what, Rex, I really appreciate you calling. I tell you what we need to do is we need to get a time to have you back on the show to be able to talk in more detail. So when we get off this call, if you would, hang on before you hang up and give Copper all your contact information, and let's set up a time to get you back on here and have a more comprehensive conversation. Does that sound good?
That sounds good. I'll try to find out what Wayne had to say about this.
Yeah, let's do that. So Copper, if you would, get Rex's information. And in the meantime, let me grab one more call before I go to break. I got John from Decatur on line 1, so I'll grab John while she talks to Rex. Hey, John, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Hello, Phil. Hi. There's a lot of talk, topic about school choice there that needs to be pointed out. And that's especially in the big cities, the schools are where the politicians hide all the patronage. That's where they pay off all their buddies. Okay, and it's not so much the teachers, it's the contractors. But that's where there's a lot of graft there, and that's why that's why one of the reasons the politicians are a little hesitant to have this, because that takes away their cash cow, takes away their way of paying off their buddies.
You talk about getting people jobs within the system and that kind of thing, is what you're saying?
Jobs and contracts. There are ways to steer contracts towards a certain contractor. And what's happening is, in a lot of the big cities in America, the contractors grease the palms of the right politicians, and they get the contracts.
Well, I don't deny that. We know we had the issue a few years back when Bradley Byrne was asked by Governor Riley to take over the junior college system because it was rampant with that kind of thing. It was filled with nepotism and special opportunities and things that and jobs that did not require you to show up to get paid quite well. And that stuff does happen. But even still, John, I got to be honest with you, this bill is not going to decimate the public school system. It's still going to be very viable. I'm not sure it might not even become stronger because it has a little bit of competition. So nonetheless, the school system's not going away. And so if there's that kind of graft and corruption, that's a separate issue altogether that can still go on, unfortunately, even if this bill were to pass. But your point is well taken. It does exist, and I do know it exists because we've dealt with it in Alabama. John, I got to go to a break, man. Appreciate the call. You call in anytime. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. Let's take the last one of the day. This has been some more kind of a full show. But, folks, I hope that we have painted a picture for you of why this is so important. In the last few minutes of the show, if we have time, I'll give you a few examples of, pray tell, why would they leave? I didn't even get to that yet. Number 3 on the Triple Dipper. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And really glad that we have one of our team members is Just Love Coffee Cafe. I'm just saying, man, I was over there this past weekend. Just Love Coffee Cafe is worth going to see. It is. So listen, go see it. Go get something to eat there. Go buy something. And they've got a special right now. Here's the deal. For Right Side listeners, they've got a special. Just text the word Right Side. That's one word, Right Side, to 87338. Text the word Right Side to 87338, and you will have a response back that says you are being entered into the point system. And if you go over to Just Love Coffee Cafe after that, you get a free beverage with your purchase. And I got an amazing, very large, by the way, cappuccino, because I'm sophisticated like that. A very large cappuccino with my womlet, because I'm not so sophisticated on what I eat. That womlet, man, was awesome. I'm talking eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, even tater tots, all wrapped up in a massive omelet that is cooked in a waffle iron. Folks, you can eat over there breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got wraps, they got sandwiches, they've got salads, they've got amazing desserts, and they've got a thing they call artisan waffles. You can have the flying pig waffle, which is a traditional waffle stuffed with bacon, sausage, eggs, and served with your choice of sausage gravy or maple syrup. I hope by now you're hungry. Just Love Coffee Cafe, 2 locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Well, I had some stuff that I was going to share with you. It's kind of been smattered among the things that we've talked about, but number 3 on the Triple Dipper today was going to be, pray tell, why would they leave that school? Well, pray tell, why would they? Well, I've got sourcing here. Like, for one, a storyline called Alabama Among the Worst States for Public Schools, a story from July of 2018 on Patch.com. Not necessarily a conservative periodical, but nonetheless, it goes on to point out that we ranked extremely low. This is a national publication talking about it. Within more localized publications, I can just tell you, WSFA down in Montgomery pointed out the fact that failing schools in 2019, numerous of them were among the Montgomery public schools. That's our state capital. How about this? 1/3 of Alabama's failing schools are in the Birmingham metro area in January of 2019, according to WBHM down in Birmingham. But do not think this listening area is in some way avoiding all this. Here's WAFF out of Huntsville reporting in January of 2019 that three of the schools on the state's failing schools list come from the Huntsville city school system. Folks, I'm just telling you, parents have a right to say, that's not where I want my child. That's not for me. That is not what I want for my child who I love. But by the way, I shouldn't be required to sell my house and move to another zip code. I shouldn't be required to try and find a way to fix what my tax dollars apparently are not fixing because my tax dollars are too often controlled by the whims of the teachers union. Legislators in Montgomery, you got to do something. I've been down there. We did all we could. In the time I left in 2018, we had made a difference. We have an education rolling reserve now that makes sure that our teachers don't go into proration every year when they're teaching. We did that. We passed the Accountability Act, giving scholarships for kids in failing schools to be allowed to go elsewhere, but it can only go so far. We opened up the door for charter schools, and that has been helping, but they won't fund charter schools at the same level, and I don't know why. All said and done, we did some things, but you now have a chance. And since then, since I left in 2018, under the current watch, it has dropped to number 50 in the nation. And they're going to keep throwing money at it. We're looking at an $8.2 billion with a B dollar education budget. Money is not the problem. It's not. The problem is the way we use it. And it's time to tie the money to the child. And I'm hoping that this bill is going to come to fruition in a big way. May have some work to do on it, may need some tweaks here and there to make it the best it can be. But let's don't let the quest for the perfect outweigh the need for the good, all right? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. What a great show. Copper, you did a good job on Copper's Corner. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. We'll see you tomorrow.